You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Now, in 1816, Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein, one of the key works, of course, of Gothic fiction. And to mark that centenary, this year's Keats Shelley Prize, an annual competition for essays and poems on romantic themes, called for entries on the theme of After Frankenstein. We're joined by two winners who are going to read their work and talk to us about Shelley and Frankenstein too. First of all, Will Kemp, who won first prize for Driving to Work at 5 a.m., listening to Toccata and Fugue in D minor. And Will, if you'd read your poem, we might help you with a little musical accompaniment as well.
I peer outside, then flinch from the headlights' glare. A movement not dissimilar to the quirks and winces of Klaus Kinski in Nosferatu the Vampire. A role he must have relished with his long skull face, talon hands, that silent movie leer, which makes me think how I've missed my true vocation. That, far from another day of filing and taking an interest in my colleagues' children, I could be waking in a crypt or creeping up some stairs, for audiences to marvel at my hunched shadow, the believable way I shunned the dorm, not once overdoing the recoil with a cat-like hiss, but always maintaining the realism of a much maligned and misunderstood bat, resigned to the eternity of that hollow, frozen stare.
And back comes the music. Thank you very much, Will. Alongside you, and I'm afraid Riona Miller, who's 16, who's won the first prize for Young Romantics for Sonnet After Frankenstein. Afraid you have to do it on your own, without any musical accompaniment, but we're looking forward to it.
Sonnet After Frankenstein. Wreathed in laurels, glossy leaves unfurl, coiled. The great pale gloaming thing unravels limbs, grins, hitching weeping gums wide, growling hymns, praising father, master, he who slaved, toiled, to build this monstrous structure. He is soiled with these grimly yellowed stains, he who brims with boundless love and wonder. Awed, he skims round flat stones through his father's throat, unspoiled. The night, a temptress, plucks his peeling heart wet, from his dappled chest as moonlight blinds him, stumbling, mismatched, made up of spare parts and engine oil. He trips and falls. He finds great pale gloaming balloons that feed on the moon. He wakens not with frail blossoms strewn.
Splendid. Have you always wanted to write and been interested in Frankenstein, or was this one of those things, prize comes along, so you decide to do it?
Well, I've always been interested in writing, but not so much kind of the gothic, romantic Frankenstein kind of thing. But I sort of wanted to get into writing sonnets and more complex sort of writing forms. And when this came along, I thought, well, that's quite a good opportunity because we'd studied the romantics in English lessons.
And one of the things you would study well, wouldn't you, is that in fact Mary Shelley was not a lot older than Riona.
Absolutely.
When she wrote Frankenstein.
Yes, I think for me that's one of the fascinating things about the work Frankenstein is Mary Shelley herself.
Just 18.
Yeah, absolutely, but also female. And for so long she's been overlooked, neglected, dismissed. And so I think it's highly appropriate to be celebrating this work.
And it came about, didn't it, Riona, for people who don't know, because they were talking about ghost stories.
Yeah. I don't know all that much about it, but what I thought was really interesting was the fact that they kind of went away for a summer and she ended up kind of inspired by the landscape around her and I think they're in a forest, so there was a lot of that
going on. Near Geneva, where there was none other than Lord Byron that inspired them, I think, Will.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they were all there at the same sort of party and, it went from there.
And just before we go, which I'm afraid we have to soon, a tip, Will. You've been trying to get yourself published for a long time and have written many poems. This is a big breakthrough moment for you. a tip for Iona, trying to do it age 16?
Yeah, I think it's all about tenacity, not giving up. If you're going to be a writer, a poet, you're going to face a lot of setbacks, a lot of knocks, and you just have to ride with the punches, really.
And Riona, a prize like this presumably inspires you to keep going, keep trying.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're going to have to keep on writing sonnets. If this was the first one, what can I do with the second one?
Exactly. I was about to say the only way is down, but of course it isn't, because Will's an example. Get more and more published, more and more prizes. No, I'm turning it around now. I'm doing my best. Thank you so much for coming in and reading them to us.
Thank you.
And you've got to go, I know, to a Frankenstein breakfast, so we mustn't stop you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.